California Governor Gray Davis last night laid out his plan for managing his state's energy crisis. In a brief address broadcast statewide, the Democratic governor criticized federal regulators for refusing to cap wholesale electricity prices. And for the first time, he acknowledged that electricity rate hikes are needed in California. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Gray Davis has been under fire from Republican and Democrat alike for what his critics say is his timid and piecemeal response to the state's power crisis. Speaking from his office in Sacramento, Davis was clearly trying to project focus and determination.
Simply stated, we have two problems. Supply is too low and costs are too high. Both result from the flawed deregulation scheme created back in 1996. But no matter how we got into this mess, you hired me to solve problems, and that's what I'm doing.
Davis said the only long-term solution is to build more power plants. 12 major plants are licensed, he said, and 10 more are in the pipeline.
We're moving to establish a public power authority to build more power. If the private sector fails to build all the power plants California needs, we'll build them ourselves.
But it will be years before that power is available. Until now, Davis had always maintained that he opposed electricity rate hikes. But last night, the governor said he now accepts their necessity, and he offered a plan slightly different from the one approved last week by the State Public Utilities Commission. The PUC plans to raise rates by an average of 46%. Davis called for a rate hike plan averaging 26.5% with protections for low-income households.
Here's the point. The more you use, the more you pay. The more you conserve, the more you save. Conservation is our best short-term weapon against blackouts and price gouging. By flexing your power, you'll help secure our energy future.
The governor said his plan to rescue the state's two largest utilities from bankruptcy still depends on their willingness to sell their transmission lines to the state. But Davis did not mention that those negotiations are at a stalemate. Instead, he wrapped up his brief 5-minute address with an appeal to Californians.
My friends, we do have a power shortage, but we are far from powerless. We are 34 million strong, and if each of us does our part, we can minimize disruptions and get through the summer. We are Californians. We've withstood earthquakes, floods, fires, and droughts. Yes, this mess is man-made, but with your help and God's blessing, we'll get through this as well.
But if the governor was looking to unite Californians, the initial reaction from lawmakers and consumer groups indicate that he may have fallen short. Republican Senator Tom McClintock gave his party's official response, repeating the familiar complaint that Davis has waited too long to waive environmental regulations to build more power plants.
Last summer, Republicans pleaded with Governor Davis to call a special session of the legislature to begin a crash program of power plant construction. But he did nothing.
While on the Democratic side, Senator Don Perata said he had hoped the governor would demand aggressive action from Washington, such as imposing wholesale electricity price caps.
I don't hear a solution yet. And people that I represent are getting really tired of not knowing how to solve this thing in a very specific way.
In fact, other than his change of heart on the rate hikes, nothing Davis said last night was new, says Nettie Hoag, executive director of the Utility Reform Network.
I almost feel like the teacher feels who gets a report that's already been submitted. What kind of a grade do you give to somebody who, you know, edits their last term paper and turns it in again? You know, you just sort of take them aside and say how disappointed you are.
But Governor Davis apparently had calculated that many Californians were hearing his energy report for the first time. And in that context, his overall strategy to conserve power, raise rates, and build more power plants would sound convincing. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.